listening?
Oh my, yes, yeah. We have one listener. Hey, so this is what happens. We have done this before. I should say I've done it before. Yes, I corrected myself. We just jump right in and we just start going and I forget to hit that record button.
Oh my god.
And usually that's the best stuff we did. The rest of the episode is just trash. Welcome back to the Digital Suit Podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave. A few weeks ago, our own Adam was at E3 this year. Or that's what we were planning on doing.
Well, that's what he made us pay him to do.
We sent him to E3, and then we found out after he was over there that, hey, it's all virtual this year.
Yeah.
So he got us. And then he had a whole bunch of his friends get together, and they made all this elaborate recordings, thinking we would never find out.
Yeah, but when he sent,
you guys are way off. It was real. I was there.
when he sent us that video footage of Super Metroid being announced, we kind of knew something was up. But
exactly, that was what, 33 years ago. Did you go through the tunnels? You went through the tunnels, Adam, didn't you? And you went back to E3 1987.
I'm not talking.
Ooh, it's getting dark in here.
Wait, no, Super Metroid, you said. Yeah. So 92.
Yeah, it's getting dark in here. No, yeah, Adam does promise us, though. He promised us he brought back some special audio footage. We haven't listened to it yet. Yep. And so we're going to play that live for you right now. Jason, yep. You got that queued up?
I was there for every day of it. So
okay.
Yep. So he sent the files over to me, and they are actually labeled day 1, 2, 3, etc.
Here's the thing, guys.
Yes.
So while the conference was virtual, they still had to broadcast it from somewhere, and that's what I caught.
Okay, yeah, but don't spoil it for us. Let's hear your audio.
You'll hear all the juicy details in a second.
Alrighty, let's hear it.
Here's Adam on day one of E3 2021.
All right, guys, Adam here from the Digital Suit Podcast, and today you're in for a real treat because I am about to go in to the E3 conference. Now, a lot of people wish they could be in the position I'm in, but so I'm about to approach the doors, and there's some kind of black SUV just pulled up to me. Hold on one second.
What?
What?
Sir, you're gonna have to come with
me?
Yep, you. Get in.
No.
You're coming with us.
Nope. Sir, nope. Absolutely not. No, that's not. You guys got the wrong guy. You've got the wrong guy! Hey!
Huh.
So where'd they take you?
I can't discuss that, so just go on to the next clip.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to elaborate on this? Who took you, where, why they were arresting you?
I've got a family, man.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Well. All right.
No, it was just a misunderstanding. Yeah.
So day two probably went better, right?
Yeah, day two is definitely, well.
All right. So let's jump ahead
to find out.
Adam live at E3 2021, day two.
All right. Adam from the Digital Suit Podcast here, day two of the E3 conference. I did not make it in yesterday because there was a big misunderstanding between, let's just say a local, not local, but a government agency that thought I was somebody else. So today, I know I missed out on some stuff, but my plan is to get back in there. Uh-oh. Oh. What the hell?
Okay, so what happened there?
Elephant stampede.
Well, I got that.
There was some kind of circus event going on. They got completely loose, and that kind of wrecked that day for me. I wasn't able to.
Okay, so we paid for 2 days that you haven't got in, so day three is going to be better, right? I mean, you're gonna get in and have some news for us, right? Third day, wasn't that Xbox and Bethesda?
Yep. I believe so, yes.
Yep.
Okay, I've recovered from the mild injuries that I got last night. I think I got lucky from those elephants that stampeded. Apparently they got away from some kind of local event here. That was nuts. The first day was nuts. I can't believe I haven't been able to get into any of these things. So I am finally standing right in front of the doors to the E3 conference. And finally, I am about to... What the hell is that? Okay, there's some kind of weird object in the sky, and it's just kind of hovering above us right now. God! No! I want to go to the conference! I'm putting it in my butt! Ah!
What?
I don't play clip four. I don't even know what to say right now.
Well, I have lots of questions. Again, I want to know who took you and where'd you go?
You'll find out in the next clip as I answer that question. So,
oh man. Okay. Well, here's day four. Let's see what happened day four, the final day of E3.
For the love of God, I will now finally be getting into the E3 conference. I woke up in a weird spot last night. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to go in. And, ow! Just got stung by a bee. Uh-oh! No. Run! Run! Bee! Bee! Bee!
Okay.
So we've got 4 days worth of walking up. I mean, tell me you got in on day five.
Oh, day five is really good. I'll just put it that way. So you might want to check that clip out, because everything that I missed out on, I make up for in this clip.
Okay, but before I play this clip, I just want to let you know that there was only 4 days of the conference. What are we going to listen to now?
Well, the first day was the pre-conference.
Oh, so the first day was actually Friday, the day before the conference.
Yeah, they just had some, you know, filler stuff.
Okay, so this is the Nintendo day.
Yep, this is a big one.
Metroid Dread was announced.
Wow. Yeah, everything's in this clip.
Okay, all right, let's go ahead and listen to this final clip.
We're finally here at the last day of the E3 conference. I am about to go in, but it looks like I might have to do my commentary from outside, because it is packed. So I'm going to describe to you in detail some of the most amazing things I have ever seen in my life, because I'm looking at it through the glass.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So this looks to be some kind of robot. A little taste of that. I hope that satisfies you guys. This has been amazing. Adam out.
Huh?
So the one takeaway from this is we will never send Adam anywhere to report
for
the show again.
On the contrary, I think you should send me everywhere to report on everything.
Wow.
All right, we'll send you to the next furry convention, okay?
This wasn't an in-person conference, was it?
No, it was all virtual, so I don't know where he was outside.
Yeah, but he's still claiming he was outside E3 and shaking hands while a marching band rolled by.
Oh, E3?
Yeah.
I went to B3.
What is that?
B3?
Yeah, it's a conference I heard about.
Oh, goodness.
What's that conference about? Games?
I just Googled it, and it's, let's see, oh, there's multiple of them. The B3 conference is Business Beyond Barriers.
Mm.
So Minority Business Opportunity Day.
Jason and I just emptied close to 10 grand to fly you out there, pay for your floor coverage, and I can't.
I tell you what, you guys doubled down on what you invested in me for that one, and I promise the next one will be phenomenal. What's the next big conference coming up? Big technology conference.
Oh, Jason, wasn't it that proctology exam?
Oh, yeah.
Proctologist United?
You sound like you got a little bit of that, I think, in the third clip, if I remember right. No, I don't. I think Sony has a conference coming up because they don't go to E3, so they're going to have something coming up. No, we're not sending you out.
No.
How about Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're going to be dressing up like some of our favorite female characters.
It's coming up. It's coming up in July. 23rd through 25th, just saying.
Yep. By the way, Adam, that was some great editing there. Some great production you did. That was hilarious.
What? That was real. What are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, sorry. Yes, that was great. I like the way you captured real life so well on in audio. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm called the songbird of my generation by those who have heard it.
Of your generation. You're Gen Xer, right, with me?
Gen X.
Are you Gen X?
I think I might be the last one of the last of the Gen Xers. Isn't that us?
I hope you're not a millennial.
No, no.
Hey, but I do
Gen
have
X.
To say.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. We're all Gen Xers. Gen X for life! But seriously, okay, you already know that Metroid Dread was the big thing for me. And of course, a tease of everybody has to talk about it. But and I know I sound like a Nintendo shill here. I'm not. I have all the systems. I like all the games. I play PC games. I everything. But the Nintendo event was my favorite event because some of the best games I felt were in this. And maybe it's because I'm older and I like more of the classic games like the Zeldas and the Marios. And speaking of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2 was teased a little bit. So that's exciting. I still have a ton of Breath of the Wild 1 to do. But yeah, so Metroid, I would say Metroid out of all of them I picked, that was my favorite. Realistically, or honestly, I should say, do you guys have a pick or did you... Was it just so humdrum that you can't even pick anything?
You heard mine. I'm good.
Which one was it?
The one that I announced from outside the window.
I might have missed it in the clip. Can you?
Oh, just play clip 5 again. You'll hear it.
Okay. I'll do that off show. But how about you, Dave? Did you have anything?
Just that Witcher 3 went on sale.
Oh, come on. That's not an announcement.
It was to me. I've been waiting forever. I've had it on PC. I got it super cheap. And I just don't have the time to sit down at my computer all the time to play. So I've been waiting to see it go on sale for the Switch. And it finally did. So I was pretty pumped about it. That was the best thing that came out of E3 for me.
Okay, for me, it's actually the Xbox Series X-shaped mini fridge.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Yep. It's the only one I can afford.
Didn't they have, wasn't it like KFC did something with like a game console and it would cook chicken or keep chicken warm or something?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got that one?
I can't remember what it was called, but the KFC console, yeah. Well, for listeners, I know, Jason, obviously there's no way to hear this, but what you don't know is that we once again had a situation where we started a conversation and Jason forgot to hit record, but I had just posed you a question before we realized we weren't recording. And I'm curious of your answers, though, because we were just kind of getting into it. And that question is really this. With a conference like E3, is it possible for the three of us that maybe we have just kind of aged out of really getting excited about a conference like E3?
Can I go first, Adam?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Because I was going to anyway. I was just going to mute your channel. So to answer your question, Dave, possibly when it comes to just games, I guess, I think I would have to agree because games don't really excite me. I enjoy games a lot, but I am more of a hardware. I'm more of the tech guy. That's why I was so looking forward to like a Super Nintendo Switch or maybe Nintendo announcing finally the N64 Mini or GameCube Mini, you know, things like that. I do get super excited about hardware. Like WWDC this year, it was kind of just a letdown for me because it was mostly, it was almost exclusively software announcements and updates, et cetera. You didn't get all that new hardware information. Yes, they mentioned the new iMac and all the many different colors, but I love hardware. I love technology. And that's like last year's WWDC with, you know, all the new stuff like the new Mac Pro and the new the M1 chip was everywhere. It was amazing. So, yes, I think a conference could get me excited, but I technically a software conference, probably not anymore, because I have such a back catalog of games. I should never even look at new games, honestly.
That is true. You have too many.
Right.
I think it kind of depends on the content, right? It's, if they're not announcing anything exciting, I'm not excited about it. Mm. If it's something really cool, awesome. But I'm kind of with Jason, like, hey, a new game. There's only certain game franchises I'm a huge fan of that I'd really like to see expanded. Like I said, Half-Life 3. Give me that one. Yep. Give me a new Skyrim, you know, something substantial. But I know I'm also probably missing out on a lot of really good quality stuff by
they've teased a new Elder Scrolls coming, right? But it's not going to be until a few years they're talking about, if I remember right.
Well, not this year they didn't tease it, did they? I think they teased it in the last year.
I think that was last year they gave a little teaser, but they also were very upfront saying this isn't going to be showing up anywhere for a couple years at least.
You know, I was thinking about this just earlier today, which is funny that you bring up Skyrim. Skyrim has definitely become the Grand Theft Auto 5 of the RPG world.
Oh, yeah.
This has been on every system. We've played a lot of the Elder Scrolls, like Morrowind, mm-hmm. and what was the next one, Dave? Where you had to close the port. Yeah, Oblivion, etc. Skyrim has been around forever, and they release like special editions and all of this. They need to jump onto that next big Elder Scrolls. I mean, I guess they have Elder Scrolls Online, which came out after Skyrim, and they're kind of milking that to death. But I think a lot of people like those single-player RPGs. I know Dave does. He loves The Witchers. And Adam, you do too, right? You love those single-player. You don't need no MMORPG.
Yeah, I'm not a huge MMORPG. Did you guys see the trailer for that Redfall game, though?
No, I didn't.
No.
What's it about?
It's a Microsoft, it's a vampire shooter. And so the quaint island town of Redfall, Massachusetts, is under siege by a legion of vampires who have blocked out the sun. So it's like a survival game against vampires.
Huh.
So you have to put together your vampire hunting squad. And
that might be interesting.
They look kind of cool. And then they've got a new Babylon Fall co-op game that came out that looks interesting too. But yeah, I don't know. Just I get more excited about naps because I'm getting older.
Did you guys ever, I remember back in the day we talked about it when it was announced, I believe anyways, either of you ever look at much or check out anything with, it was a game that's based on the Lovecraft horror, Call of Cthulhu. That's the name of the game.
I've never played it.
Yeah. It came out back in 2018, I guess, but it's one of those kind of a role-playing survival horror type, but story-heavy. That's one that I've kind of thought would be interesting. But that's where I mean, it's no surprise to anyone that listens and listens to the other stuff we do, but the storytelling aspect in these games is what really draws me in more than anything these days. I mean, simpler concepts, because I'm old and can't keep up with a lot of the fast Twitch stuff anymore. Or it's not even that. I just don't have the patience to learn it. And I like to be able to just get in and just enjoy and I don't want to say explore. I don't mean it. I get super bored with a game where there's really no action, nothing going on, where it's just literally walk over here and look at this and look at that. But, you know, when there's nothing happening, but when it's a really good story, I do enjoy those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've changed a little bit over the years. I mean, granted, I love myself a nice side scroller. A story is not always important in like side scrollers and stuff, but one of the games that I have said for years now that I wish they would turn into a movie or a series of movies was BioShock. I'm not a huge FPS fan nowadays. Even in the last 20 years, I haven't. That was back in my early 20s, and everybody knows I just hit 50, so yes, I'm an old dude. But yeah. I played through that entire game with God mode on, mind you, because I don't have the dexterity that I once did, and you know. But I played through it because I wanted to finish the story. The story was so amazing from beginning to end. That story would make a fantastic movie. I really wish they would do it. And I know, I think I talked Dave into buying the complete set on the PC when it was on sale really cheap.
Yep, I have the whole thing.
And I don't know if you did, Adam. I have it on the PC, and I recently just bought it because it was on sale on the Switch. And I started playing a little bit of the first one again. And I love that game so much. But I know what you mean. Games that tell a story, I don't know exactly how to say it. I mean, we understand that they draw you in a lot more than just if you're playing Street Fighter 2 or something. But if they're done bad, I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, if they have to be a really good game. Now, for you guys, I mean, Dave, you brought this up about stories and games and stuff. Do you find that if it doesn't have a good story, you're not interested, or you're still interested, but if it has that good story, it takes it to that next level?
I'd say more that one, you know, where I've played some where it's just mindless fun, go in and do stuff, you know, whatever it might be. And they can be fun. I would put sports games in that category because I do still enjoy playing, you know, like Madden football and things like that, even though I haven't bought a new one in a couple of years. But I still like going in and playing against the computer on that stuff. I won't play online because I'm just not good enough to compete with these 12-year-olds. But
that's so sad to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've been playing Madden since the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo.
Yeah, since there was Madden. And yeah, and so I mean, I still love that, and there's no story needed there. But for most games, if there's a even halfway decent story, something to, you know, kind of keep your attention, sink your teeth into, it brings it up, you know, way higher up in the enjoyment factor for me.
Remember the game? It's a classic PC game that had the best story of all time.
Leisure Suit Larry?
Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh! I was going old school, and I thought you were making like an Oregon Trail joke or something.
Missed.
This is so hilarious because Leisure Suit Larry, I played, I believe I was a senior in high school when I first started playing this. And yeah, because I played it on my very first IBM-compatible computer. And at that time, I've never seen a naughty video game before. And it was just something else. It was just hilarious. It's like, what?
Never
I'm trying
played
to bed all these women? Oh, you never played the original Leisure Suit Larry?
No, I think you included it in what we bought from you. Like when I was like 16, we bought our first 486 from Jason. It came with all these games. I remember seeing that in there somewhere.
Now, maybe our live listener right now, L. Curtis Boyle, Leisure Suit Larry, they did have a port for that on the Coco, didn't they? The Coco 3? I'm not 100% sure, but I thought I had remembered seeing it. he said, yes, they did. So I didn't play it on the Coco 3. I wonder how that compared to like the IBM version at that time, if they were very similar. I know the Coco 3 had a great color palette. I believe it had better color palette than my original IBM compatible. Yeah, actually, I think I did download that, and I think I do have it. I just haven't tried it. But I'm definitely going to have to do that. And I'm answering a live listener here. And I do want to apologize. As some of our live listeners in the past have noticed, anything that I play on my soundboard, you guys don't get to hear. You just hear it in the final version once it's all edited. We still haven't figured out why. And hopefully we can figure that out shortly. But Adam, why don't you answer Dave's question?
What was the question?
It was the story one.
Oh,
yeah, take me. So...
That was
I jumped in there with all this.
It's been so long. Repeat it.
I don't remember. I don't remember the exact wording.
A game with a story.
But essentially, this was the question Jason asked me: is a story a must, or does having a good story just amp it up for you, or where do you sit on that?
Well, so to me, a good story can increase the depth and enjoyment of a game, but in some cases, you just need mindless gaming. So there's things like Skyrim, or, you know, from what I've heard, and I really wish I had the ability to play, not Days Gone. What is The Last of Us?
Yep. Last.
I've heard about some of these really amazing games with really cool stories, which I really like. Mm-hmm. Those just sound fantastic. But then I also like, you know, I'll play PUBG. There's shoot each other. Yeah. End of story. That's all there is to it. It's more of like the fun of the skill, kind of like any game. So.
Yeah, I've been having fun. I've been having fun lately with some of these more. I think this was what I was talking about this prior to realizing we weren't recording. But some of these games are a little more, I don't want to say indie, but smaller publishers. Like you and I were playing this online cooperative game that was pretty good. The puzzles were actually fairly difficult, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, nice story.
Keep doing that one.
Yeah, that's that TikTok, A Tale for Two. I grabbed Little Nightmares recently. That was on sale or free on Steam, I think. So I grabbed that. There's a game I was playing that kind of gave me a little bit of that Myst feeling, except for there's more story, more happening. But you're really just walking around, looking at stuff, checking out stuff, and solving puzzles and things like that. It's a game called Paradise Lost, kind of a post-apocalyptic type game, and some kind of cool stuff like that. And those games tend to draw me in much easier than something like a PUBG or, you know, something like that. Now, The Witcher, that one, not to beat a dead horse and talk about an ancient game, that's one I've had on my PC for a while, Witcher 3. Love it. Every time I start playing it, I put in a few hours, get in, you know, just because that game's so massive. And so you get in kind of the first town, start doing, you know, side quests and leveling up and doing stuff and exploring. There's just a ton to do. And then I kept falling off, you know, because I didn't have time to sit down at my computer. So that's why I'm pretty excited to have it on the Switch, because I can lay in bed at night and, you know, just play for a little bit, do a quest or two and sign out. And I'm trying not to laugh here because I'm watching in our Discord chat, a conversation has kind of broken out around some of the how would you want to put it? The naughty text adventure games is how our guest put it here, Curtis, from the 70s and 80s. And it is true. Like back then, you know, you guys were talking about Leisure Suit Larry, so I had to look it up because I wanted to see, because they just put out a brand new game in that series in 2020. So this is not to derail us, but I thought this was kind of funny. A little Leisure Suit Larry backstory. So the series, according to Wikipedia, had its origins in Sierra's earlier soft porn adventure. Is the name of the game. It's a 1981 text adventure. That structure and story form were reused essentially for the first Larry game. Then after the first game, it gained a reputation for not featuring as much sexual material as expected, which I guess was true of the middle games in the series. I remember playing one at some point. Jason threw it on one of my first computers too, and I remember checking it out.
I'm always pushing the game porn.
Yeah, it's always kind of funny. But these are the Leisure Suit Larry games. So Leisure Suit Larry in the Land of the Lounge Lizards, first one. Leisure Suit Larry goes looking for love in several wrong places. Larry 3, Passionate Patty in pursuit of the pulsating pectorals. But then it goes to number 5. Yeah, you do. They're great. It goes to number 5, apparently skips a number 4, and so it goes Passionate Patty does a little undercover work. Number 6, Shape Up or Slip Out. Number 7, Love for Sale, SAIL. That was 1996. Now, I'm guessing the one that Jason installed on mine was either that one or 2004 was the next release, Magna Cum Laude. Then after that was Box Office Bust, and then Reloaded. And then in 2018, we have Wet Dreams Don't Dry. And in 2019, Wet Dreams Dry Twice, going for a little James Bond twist on them. I mean, are there really that many people buying these games to make them? I mean, we can't get Cyberpunk to work on a game, you know, the CD Projekt Red, work on that game for what, 5 years and get it right when it comes out after so much hype. But these people are just cranking out version after version of Leisure Suit Larry and people are buying it. Who is buying it?
Is there any way for us to check the sales on those specific titles? Because that would be hilarious.
You guys talk it up. Oh, Leisure Suit Larry 4, I should say. There was a couple unreleased ones. These were missing in the thing. Number 4, the missing floppies, taking the computer hard drive stuff. Number 8, Lust in Space. Then one named Pocket Party and one named Cocoa Butter. So while you guys talk about who's playing these games,
And, we can just change subjects. That's
yeah, fine. we could change subjects too. But look at we've got some live chat happening there. If you guys want to talk about that, I'll see if I can find out Leisure Suit Larry numbers at some point here for us.
Who's playing these games nowadays? I have no idea. I mean, back in the 80s when these were first coming out, we were young, impressionable, and you couldn't just go on the internet and take a look at, you know, ladies that you wanted to. Now, kids don't understand what it's like nowadays. What it was like back then, because they can look at ladies all day long. Well, we couldn't. I mean, Dave had to go out in the woods and look at mags. but so these games were actually kind of, you know, fun, and they were not text adventures, but like point and click. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Did the first one, did you have to go turn left, open door? Oh, but it's been so
long. You remember? Jeez.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, it's been a long time since I played. I know later on they were all just point and click, but who's playing them today? I don't know. Maybe old guys like us that thought those games were cool back in the 80s and we'd pick one up to play now, but even I wouldn't.
Nope.
And I try everything, but I don't think I would ever pick up any of the newer ones. I honestly didn't even know. I mean, I did hear that there was a new one that had come out.
That new one has a 9 out of 10 rating on Steam right now. It's still $35. I'm not finding any concrete numbers as far as sales numbers on the last few, but check this out. These are the crazy numbers just for the series, okay? And so it's saying it was ranked as the 85th top game of all time by Next Generation back in 1996. And the total sales of the first five games surpassed 2 million copies by 1996. And then as of 2011 is the last numbers I can see, the series has sold more than 10 million copies. That's a lot of people buying this stuff. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Well, L. Curtis Boyle did let us know that the Leisure Suit Larry games were actually more famous for a great sense of humor versus just the maturity rating side.
Yeah, I could see that. People getting a group of friends together and just laughing at the choices. And I could see that, playing it while you're drinking with buddies or something, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Now, it'd be the sad one that's, you know, in their mom's basement. They're 45 years old. You know, they weigh 375 pounds. They have a white T-shirt that is just covered with pizza grease, and they're playing it and giggling to themselves. So that's that.
When you added the giggling to themselves, it got me.
Yep, that was me 20 years ago.
Oh man! Get no. this. Now let's look at another popular men's magazine to compare with Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah.
As of 2018, the recent numbers are just over 200,000 in 2018, down from 1.2 million 5 years earlier. Its highest global circulation was back in 1975. Each issue sold 5.6 million copies. That is Playboy, the biggest men's magazine out there, and they are barely cranking out 200,000 copies in all of 2018. Meanwhile, Leisure Suit Larry is selling 10 million copies.
Well, more entertainment value, I guess, in Leisure Suit Larry. Now, you know why that is, though, Dave, right?
Yeah, they stopped going.
Yeah, no nudes in it anymore. Man. It's just basically a magazine with articles for men.
It's Maxim magazine now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that, Adam? They changed a few years back. They decided no more nudes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's They're still around?
They are still around, but it's like, who? Okay, if we were teenagers today, or even early 20s, whatever, do you think we would actually go and buy a nudie mag?
Nope. I did as a teenager either.
Oh, you didn't? You just borrowed mine?
No, you can't. We couldn't even try to look at yours. It was just like a solid brick stuck together. But...
Oh, no. I took care of mine. I actually laminated the sheet so that
he was like a comic book nerd. They're all bagged and boarded.
You jumped all over my joke, man. I said I laminated them for easy cleanup.
Jeez. Oh. No, I used to, I never, I did have a subscription for a while, but I was in my 20s.
Swank, wasn't it?
No, Playboy. But that's when you would see a lot of the, at the time, because we were huge wrestling nerds, you know, and you'd see a lot of the big female wrestling stars kept doing special shoots, Playboy shoots, you know, and rather than buy them off the shelf at twice the cost, it was cheaper to get the year subscription for $2. They don't, you know, there's always deals. So I just did it and sent them to my parents and picked them up when I went out there.
Hey, mom and dad, can I send Biggins to your house?
Well,
it's
funny because when I got there, they were never in the wrapper anymore. It's someone there had always opened them. Yeah. Yeah.
Or was it mom?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. But no, I it just is interesting to me that those games, the Leisure Suit Larry games, are still that popular. That's mind blowing to me.
Yeah, it blows my mind too, because I would not have thought that in today's. I mean, unless Curtis Boyle did say, maybe they're hilarious. Maybe it's just there's so much comedy in them, and it's not all about the raunch. It's just about the comedy writing.
Jason, Adam, I think you'll get on board with this. I think what we're hearing is Jason is going to buy that newest release from 2020. Got 9 out of 10 on Steam. Buy it. Do some videos. Amazing. Do some videos, and we'll share them, and then, you know, let us see them and put them out on YouTube or wherever you want to put them, however you can do that, and kind of some special content. But that way we can get an idea to see if these are actually worth the people buying them. That's Jason's homework for the next month or so.
I don't want that homework. Oh man, I got too many. I got a back catalog of games I have to play.
His kids go to log in and what is this, Dad?
Oh. All right, guys. Well, hey, before I bring the funny, we need to take a quick moment here and throw this on over to Virtual Adam.
Hold on a second. We just had a great comment in our Discord chat. He said that experiment would be much cheaper. It won't cost as much as flying out to the conference next year. That's a great point. Maybe Adam needs to do this experiment to pay us back. All right, throw it over.
If you want to continue this conversation, you can follow at Digital Soupcast on Twitter, email us at geeks@digitalsouppodcast.com, or chat with us in the Super Happy Fun Room on Discord. But what you really should do is head on over to the home of Digital Soup at digitalsouppodcast.com, where you will find links to all of our social media, and you can stream the show over the interwebs in the Listen tab. Of course, if you have a second to help us out, we would love it if you could leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to let everyone know that Digital Soup is back and better than ever.
All right, guys. So this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
Mm.
And now it's time for Live at Guffaw's, featuring Crackers the Clown.
No! Not Crackers.
I'm just kidding. Featuring Jason from the Digital Soup Podcast.
Thank you very much. All right. So I got two new jokes. I'm very excited.
I'm so happy I don't have to do it this week. That was brutal.
Two more shows you do. Get ready for it. Adam, you've been writing your jokes, right? You're just waiting for the listeners to supply you with something.
I'll come up with it right before.
He's been too busy swindling us out of money to go to a false conference.
Man. What did he do with all that money? Was he just dining the ladies?
Okay, I went to Vegas and I lost everything.
He lost everything.
Yep.
All right. So, hey, let's jump into the funny here. And this is my first joke. I went to see my optometrist the other day, and he is such a nosy bitch. Always asking if I like one or two better. I confused the crap out of him when I told him both after eating at Chipotle.
Oh man,
I get it.
I've been to a lot of doctors lately. Just yesterday I had to go for a colonoscopy, which is always a highlight of my day. Once that was complete, I went straight to the dentist for a root canal.
Oh no.
When he said open wide,
oh no,
I shit my pants.
Oh no.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness. Adam is sitting there thinking right now, inside his head going, I cannot have my name on this episode.
Yep. This whole episode. I'm out.
This whole episode. Yeah, talking about leeches at Larry's. You're talking about, you know, colonoscopies.
Oh, man.
Oh.
There's kind of a lot of diarrhea in here today, right?
Oh, yeah, boy. Yep.
All right. Is but I had a little theme going there. It was all doctors.
I see that. Okay. I see that. Holy cow. Well, Adam, Jason.
Adam, Jason?
The last, Jason. Both of you, the last time we did this, I got accused vehemently of being a cheater. So now the two of you are going head to head. Jason, cue that music now.
Quiz show! Woo!
It is, and it's a rare quiz show that Jason is going to be an active participant. He is not the host. That's my duty.
I'm normally the
MC. Yep, so I'm going to play the voice of host, the MC, and the voice of, because I didn't have the fancy computer stuff, so I'm going to be the one giving you the clues. We are doing a lyric quiz show that I put together just for the two of you, and this is going to be featuring 10. There's 10 questions, 10 of some of the biggest alternative hits from 1996, because that was 25 years ago. I figured it was a nice round number. Let's make it happen. You guys know the rules?
We do.
Shout out your name, whoever buzzes in first. Make your guess. We're going to give 2 points for each question. 1 point for the correct title. 1 point for the correct artist. If you don't know them both, you can get 1 point for either other, and the other person can steal, yada, yada, yada. So are you guys ready?
Are you keeping track of the score?
I got it, yep.
Let's do it.
Here's a win for Adam.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I tried to pick songs that I figured you guys would both know this, have heard the songs. We're all kind of the same age. We're a little younger than Jason, Adam, but we'll see how well you guys know your 1996 alternative. And I will say, I'm going to give you a hint right off the bat. Remember what the music charts consider alternative is maybe not always what we view in our mind. So there may be some more pop or mainstream type stuff that would still be technically labeled alternative at that time. All right.
Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians.
No, but that's a good example. Okay. You know, that's a little earlier, but like a, you know, Sinead O'Connor versus a Madonna kind of a thing. You know, it could be something like that.
Madonna was still relevant in 96?
No, I'm just using older examples.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. So question number one, I'm going to try and do this without giving away the rhythms or anything, but move it over, Dad, because I'm a double dipper. Upside down on the zip, zip, zipper. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I've got a ticket, so ride with me. Merry go down on the merry go round. All is fair on the fair ground. Love go slow, love go fast. Licorice twist, gonna whip your ass. That is your clue.
Wow, you gave us a lot of lyrics.
Yeah, well, I had to.
And I can't even get it.
You repeat it again.
Oh, this is gonna be a 3-hour show.
No, it won't. They're not all this long. Some of the songs that I was a little concerned about you not knowing, maybe I gave a little extra lyrics. So, move it over, Dad, because I'm a double dipper. Upside down on the zip, zip, zipper. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I've got a ticket, so ride with me. Merry go down on the merry go round. All is fair on the fair ground. Love go slow, love go fast. Licorice twist gonna whip your ass.
Wow. I can't even guess.
Do you want a hint?
Are we naming? Okay.
You can, you can name the song title, the artist, or both. You'll get one point for each individual, 2 points
for
both.
Can I throw out Red Hot Chili Peppers?
That is correct. That is the artist. What is the song? You've got one shot at the song before Jason will get a chance to steal the song.
I don't know. It's not, is it Californication?
Wrong.
I didn't think it was.
Jason?
Yeah.
Roller Coaster?
I'll give that to you. Well, Adam, I'll put this to a vote with you. The song title is Love Roller Coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Do we give him the point for Roller Coaster?
Roller Coaster.
I think so, probably. Let's do that one.
So we each got one then? We're going to do that?
Yeah,
split it?
Yep.
We'll
split it.
You each got one.
I didn't remember the song. I just went zip, zip, zipper in the rhyming. That sounds like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I couldn't even think. I mean, I'm a Red Hot Chili. I don't go super deep, but I go deeper than most. I mean, I know Real Men Don't Kill Coyotes. How many people know that song? That's only after the proctologist, okay?
For a non-point, what movie is that from?
Twister?
Oh, my gosh. This is Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a cartoon.
It was from that film. All right, question number two.
Okay.
She calls me Goliath, and I wear the David mask. I guess the stones are coming too fast for her now. You know I'd like to believe this nervousness will pass. All the stones that are thrown are building up a wall.
That sounds like grunge music.
The second reading through, I'll try and nod to the rhythm of the thing. That's how we'll do it. Any guesses?
Not yet.
No, I don't have it.
All right. So one more time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She calls me Goliath, and I wear the David mask. I guess the stones are coming too fast for her now. You know I'd like to believe this nervousness will pass. All the stones that are thrown are building up a wall.
Wow, she needs to drink more water. That's a lot of kidney stones.
I've got nothing. I've got nothing.
No guesses?
I've got nothing either.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Nope. This one is maybe a little, it was a big hit, but maybe a little more obscure title-wise.
Okay, well here, we both don't know it, but go ahead and, so we've lost this one, but go ahead and sing it.
No.
Come on.
No, I'm not singing. Nope. It's, but it is, Adam was on the right track. It is grungy. It's a band called 7 Mary 3 with a song called Cumbersome.
That was Cumbersome?
Yep.
All like
the stones
this.
That are thrown are building up a wall. That kind of a thing, yeah. But I'm not going to give you lyrics like that. Yeah, there you go. All right, question number three.
This is going good.
People living their lives for you on TV. They say they're better than you, and you agree. He says, hold my calls from behind those cold brick walls. Says, come here, boy, there ain't nothing for free. Another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute, cheap thrill. You know you love him if you put him in your will, but.
Put him in your will, but?
That goes on to the chorus, which I can't sing. Because that'll give it away.
96. Huh?
Yep. You will know this
even
one.
Think of music from 96.
One more. Do it again. Sorry.
People living their lives for you on TV. They say they're better than you, and you agree. He says, hold my calls from behind those cold brick walls. Says, come here, boy, there ain't nothing for free. Another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute, cheap thrill. You know you love him if you put him in your will, but...
Okay, hold on here.
He's Googling.
No, I'm not.
He's cheating, man.
Yeah. Man, I have no idea. Oh, I know who it is.
I'm trying to think. You do know who it is?
No, I was being deep.
I'm telling you, I did. Looking at these lyrics when I put
Spin
this together,
Doctors.
Spin Doctors, false.
Okay.
Any guess on a song? Jason, go ahead.
Cheap Trick?
False. This is a woman known for living in a van with
down
not
by the
best,
river?
With not the best teeth. This was her breakthrough
hit. Oh, it's Jewel.
Yep.
Who will save your soul?
Yeah, homeless.
Who will save your soul?
Yep, who will save your soul? You know you love them if you put them in your will, but...
Yeah, it's so hard for me to not hear the tune. that's why I suck at this
game. I'm not a computer reading it, but I'm trying to do my best to keep it monotone.
Yeah.
Next one, read it like this, Dave. Who would save your soul? Yeah.
No, I'm not. So question four.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, this is great. We're tied up, Adam.
Tied up at one apiece.
Yeah.
All right.
So entertaining.
I think you guys will, one of you will get this one. The smell of hospitals in winter and the feeling that it's all a lot of oysters.
Adam.
Yep.
This is Counting Crows with Long December.
Very good. Very good. That's it. The rest of the lyrics for you, Jason. All at once, you look across a crowded room to see the way that light attaches to a girl. You know that song?
Adam, sing it because I don't recognize it.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year.
Yeah, I don't know that song at all. Okay.
He's kind of whiny. The smell of hospitals in winter. The feeling that it's all a lot of oysters.
He doesn't sound like he's like an East Coast yacht owner.
He sounds like a D-bag. That's how I hear him. Anyways, Counting Crows, not my favorite band.
Dave,
all right.
Can
I always
like
them.
Can you do one like this, Dave? Like, the world is a vampire.
Read it Shatner style. Okay.
No, but something easy like that is what I'm saying.
Despite maybe all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
I thought that was Keanu for a second. Despite all my rage, whoa.
I always thought it was
whoa.
The guy that wants his pig. Who was it? Nicolas Cage.
All right. Here
you
go.
Where's my pig?
Question number 5. Adam jumps out to a lead. Jason, you're still in this. This is one you absolutely, I know you have heard the song and you will know it.
Ooh, ICP, let's go.
Nope. Okay, here we go. Your love is thick and it swallowed me whole. You're so much braver than I gave you credit for. That's
Jason.
Not...
Okay. Jason, it's Nirvana.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, no, I know it.
Do you have a guess?
Hold on.
Adam,
continue
go ahead.
The reading.
The last lyric was, that's not lip service.
Do I get a second try?
I don't know. I'll leave it up to
Adam. Oh, wait a second. I just guessed the artist, but I could still get the title, right?
True.
Okay, Adam, let's go.
Go ahead with the title if you know it. I'm still thinking.
I believe it is Head Like a Hole.
No.
Can you read it one more time, Dave?
Yes. Your love is thick, and it swallowed me whole. You're so much braver than I gave you credit for. That's not lip service. And I can't read the rest because it goes in.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Correct.
Oh, I was way off. Well, not really, because
you've already won me over.
Yeah. Yep. What's
inside
the title?
Inside of me. Oh boy.
Your next line you were humming is the song title.
Don't be alarmed if I fall. Head Over Feet?
Yes, Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette.
Oh man.
Hey, now Dave.
Yeah.
I did get the male version of Alanis Morissette though.
The male version of
Yes, because Nine Inch Nails' Pretty Hate Machine was the same, because it was him after he broke up with someone and every song was about that woman. Well, that album by Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, is about a dude. So it's the same person, but one's male, one's female.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
No oh, okay.
Points. No points. All right. So this one, we'll go back to the... I'm going to give you a clue off the top. We'll go back to the world of grunge. Slight grunge. We used to see in color. Now it's only black and white. Yeah, it's only black and white. Because the world is colorblind. Does anybody know how the story really goes? How the story really goes? Or do we all just hum along?
Huh.
Any guesses?
This is so difficult.
I recognize the lyrics.
Yeah, me too.
All right,
one more time.
I'll read it again with a little bit of the rhythm flowing back into it. So, we used to see in color, now it's only black and white. Yeah, it's only black and white, because the world is colorblind. Does anybody know how the story really goes? How the story really goes? Or do we all just hum along?
Jason.
Got it.
Third base, Pop Goes the Weasel.
No.
Pop goes a weasel because
the weasel goes pop. Let's see.
I have no idea, so I wanted to say that. Who remembers third base? Adam definitely does.
Let's see. gosh, I know the lyric, but I don't. I
guess on an artist.
So familiar. Pearl Jam.
Nope, but one of their contemporaries. This was Big Bang Baby by the Stone Temple Pilots.
It was what?
The song is called Big Bang Baby.
By who?
The Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, you mentioned STP earlier.
Yeah. Your voice faded out while you were talking.
That's why I said.
Gotcha. Sorry about
Big
that.
Big Bang.
All right, number 7.
Oh, God.
When I...
Is this what it feels like to be Dave?
This is one... This isn't the lyric. This singer is one of my all-time favorite rock musicians. I will give you that clue.
Okay, right. Creed.
No. Here's the lyric. When I talk about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, Aries or treasons all renew.
Foo Fighters.
Yep.
Everlong.
False. Jason, you have a song title. Or a steel point. It is the Foo Fighters. And it is I'm gonna cheat to even try and get you a point. It was their first big hit.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
It is a song called Big Me by the Foo Fighters. It's a very cheesy song that they used in the Mentos commercials kind of thing. Do you remember? They had fake Mentos in the...
Talk about it.
Yep.
Carries on.
That's it.
Yep. I didn't know the title of the song. I wouldn't have been able
to
get it.
Big Me.
But I knew it.
Because the next line is, Big Me to talk about it. That's part of the chorus, I should say, not the next line. So anyways, this next one... This next one is a little more... it was an MTV sensation, and it was a big summer song, I believe. Could be wrong on the summer part, but I remember it on MTV Summer Music a lot.
Gangnam Style!
Nope. 1996. Lyric goes, Mikey got with Sharon. Sharon got Cherie. She was Sharon's outlook on the topic.
Jason.
Of, got it.
Jason, I know this because I actually really like this song.
Mm-hmm.
How long do I have until I can steal?
Hold on. Oh my gosh, Jason, think about this. You know this song.
Five more seconds.
Oh, shut it.
I can wait forever.
Four.
I'll just go because I.
Three.
You're gonna kick yourself, Jason.
I know I am.
Two.
This
is Pepper by Butthole Surfer.
There we go.
That is right.
Oh,
Adam with
sorry,
the
Jason.
Steal.
You were so you knew it right off the top of your head because
I knew you'd know the songs. But
we
I think
all
I first,
listened to this.
I heard
a lot.
This song at your house for that was the first time I think I heard it.
Oh I was listening to that. Well, 96. I was senior in high school is when I started.
Yeah,
listening.
You were Butthole Surfing that whole year.
I was too at the when I got my colonoscopy.
The problem is, at 96, Jason was... Never mind, I won't make that joke.
Hold on.
Anyways.
I'll figure it out here. In 96, 25.
And he was working with a bunch of...
You just said this was 25 years ago and I'm 50. Why did I have to figure that out?
Right. Yeah.
Carry the one. Yeah. Where does the time go, guys? Where does the time go?
I don't know. Two more questions, two more songs left.
Ooh, I can win this.
Jason, you very well. You can't win it. Adam's up right now, 8-1. But you could get at least 4 more points if you're quick.
Let's go.
Question 9. Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Okay.
Sorry, Jason.
I know
this one.
Song.
This is No Doubt with Just a Girl.
Yes. Adam up 10-1. Jason, this is your last chance.
You know, I honestly don't think she's a girl, though, because I got bigger boobies than she does.
That's Jason at digitalsuitpodcast.com.
All right.
But it's not a lie either. So go ahead, dude.
So bad. It's so true. Anyways, question number 10. Pick yourself up off the side of the road with your elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers. Move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues. Your suits with your parachute flutes. Passing the duchy from coast to coast, let the man Gary Wilson rock the most. While you're thinking in the chat, they're saying, I think that's called too much information. I think you're exactly right, Mr. Boyle. He shared way too much there.
Hey, just because I wear a bro, all right?
Is that the concert at the conference we sent Adam to earlier? We thought we were sending him to E3, but he went to Triple E. The bra conference.
Yeah.
You wish.
No, you wish. All right. Any guesses? Need to hear it again?
One more time.
Pick yourself up off the side of the road with your elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers, move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute flutes. Passing the duchy from coast to coast, let the man Gary Wilson rock the most.
I recognize some of the lyrics, but I...
Yeah, I don't have this one.
I cannot get an artist or title.
Apparently, in the chat, they're saying, apparently you have a lot to share.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. No guesses? Artist guess even?
Well, okay. I'm going to say it is Boys to Men.
No.
No, I got nothing.
Okay, give me the first line. I know I don't have it. Both of us don't have it. We conceded. Are we conceded? Sing that first line, Dave.
I'm not going to sing it because it's not sung.
What? Oh, it isn't?
Nope.
Okay, rap it if it's a rap.
I will give you the first. This is the second verse, by the way. I'm going to give you the first verse because it was too easy. There's a destination a little up the road from the habitation
of
the townsmen. Yeah.
It is.
You don't get any points, but.
It's Beck.
Yeah.
It is Beck.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Yep.
Where it's at?
That's it. Where it's at? Two turntables and
a microphone. That was a good drum break.
So yep, that is
familiar.
And this is hilarious because I'm not even making this up. Okay, so for our listeners, they know that I manage a restaurant. I was back in the grill area tonight, and for some reason, Beck's Loser popped into my mind. And I said, hey, can you guys guess this song? And it's just so funny that we're doing this tonight because I said it just like Dave is saying it here. So I went and said, Oh, all that setup, and I can't remember the lyrics now. Hold on. It was Loser.
Shave your face with some mace in the dark.
Yeah, no. Good story, bro.
The beginning.
In the town of chimpanzees, there was a monkey.
Butane in my veins, and I'm out to get the junkie with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food styles with the beefcake pantyhose. And they're like, what are you saying? I'm like, that's the whole song, man. It's really, really trippy. Yeah,
so there you have it. A rare occurrence where Jason is competing and then he goes and gets schooled.
But what's sad is there's nobody that's guessing every one of them, which that's usually Dave.
What do you mean? Oh, knowing them?
You usually get them all.
Out of 10 questions, 20 possible points, Adam got 10. He got half.
All right.
And you had one, so you guys answered 11. Yeah, you guys answered 11 out of 20 possible points.
It's pretty good. Okay, Dave. The angel opens her eyes. The confusion sets in before the doctor.
Lightning
crashes. You see how good he is at this?
I
knew just throwing one lyric out, and he's already got it.
It happens.
What you got to do is you got to do something less mainstream to try to get him.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm going to get stumped.
Dave, what year did you graduate, Dave?
1996. That's my 25. That's why I chose 96, actually.
All right. I think I got one for you here.
A stumper?
I need to find the lyric here. Let's see if you get this.
I mean, I don't get every one right. It's not like
this one goes. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
What?
We love the all of you. where lands are green and skies are blue. When all in all, we're just like you. We love the all of you.
Hmm. What year is that? Is that older?
95.
Love the all of you. What was it?
We love the all of you. Where lands are green and skies are blue. When all in all, we're just like you. We love the all of you.
All in all. That is,
is this a brick in the wall?
No, when I heard all in all, I was thinking that Nirvana song, All in All is All We Are, but that's not it.
Now, this one's pretty, I don't know if you'd know this one or not, but it's got, in my opinion, one of the best bass lines of the 90s rock scene.
So it's 90, is it rock or alternative?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, I don't...
This is a song called In the Meantime by Space Hog.
Oh, yeah. See, my sisters were into Space Hog, and I recognize the song.
It's got a cool bass, like doo 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 doo.
Yep. That was my sister was into that. That and like 311. Some of those bands were more my sisters that like that music.
All right, I got one for Dave then, and then we'll probably need to close out. But here's one for you. This is from the year you graduated, Dave. Let's see how good you are. Let's all bring it in for Wally. Easy sees Uncle Charlie. Little Boo, God's got him, and I'm gonna miss everybody. I only roll with... Okay, I can't say it because you don't know.
No idea.
Read it again for me.
Okay. Let's all bring it in for Wally. Easy sees Uncle Charlie. Little Boo, God's got him, and I'm gonna miss everybody.
That's a boy band sounding. Who was the boy bands at the time? You said Boys to Men earlier, but I don't think that's it. Who else was there at that time? I know I've heard that.
I hear Adam Googling.
Yeah, say the lyrics one more time.
Let's all bring it in for Wally. Easy sees Uncle Charlie. Little Boo, God's got him, and I'm gonna miss everybody.
Who else was that? Is that?
Can I help you with this one a little bit?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna miss everybody. And I'm gonna miss...
what's the name of the song? It's
boom, boom, Bone, boom, boom,
Bone Thugs
boom,
and boom, Harmony boom, is who that is. Yeah. That's
oh my gosh. I had to look it up.
Crossroads, is it?
Yeah, The Crossroads.
The Crossroads. When you said that, everybody, yeah.
And I'm gonna miss everybody.
Yeah, gotcha.
That was a good one. I should have saved that.
Yeah, you should have.
I wouldn't have gotten it if not for that.
Everybody. Well, I think that's about all the time we have today, folks. Thanks for sticking with us, and have an awesome week.
Take care, guys.
Later, Gators.
Oh, hey. Before we get out of here, we kind of realized, Jason and I were talking, that we don't really do much to tell you when these shows come out. They just kind of show up in your feed. Just in case you guys didn't know, Digital Soup comes out on the 1st and the 15th of every single month. So you're hearing this now on July 1st. Next show will be July 15th, just a couple weeks. So make sure, mark your calendars for the 1st and the 15th for your Digital Soup goodness. I remembered that. I wanted to make sure that we try and plug that every single show so people at least know when exactly it's coming out rather than just it randomly popping up for them.
And we should probably have Adam do a new stinger saying that in there. Yeah. Do you still have those files, Adam? Can you alter it a little bit?
Do you like your podcast like you like constipation? Well, it hasn't come out yet. But it will on the 1st and the 15th.
Oh.
Well, if it's like a countdown list, then I suppose one would be the best.
Yes, but wasn't Bo Derek in 10, and 10 was the best?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm just so confused.
Well, it's confusing times.
I mean, you got to let us know, because as Adam has said over and over again, we should all rate women on their attractiveness. Oh, and we need to know what scale he wants us to use.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we could go the way of school. We could give him A's, A pluses. You,
the only tip I'll give you is to not rate him on the Richter scale.
How about the Rorschach after he murders them?
What the hell?
A Rorschach plot?
Cut.
Oh, my God.
This
goodness.
Is just for Curtis here. Just Curtis. He's the only one that's going to hear this.
We're going to delete the last 30 minutes of the show.
30 minutes? You mean the whole game show? All right. So do you want to take it out again, or should I just edit it?
Just edit it. We're good.
All right.
Catch you later, guys.
Yep.
Later, guys.
Later, Gators. Oh, are we doing another out, or are we saying goodbye to each other?
No, we're just waiting for you to end the recording.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, Curtis is going to be like, man, on Coco Talk, we're way more professional than these jokers.